Calling customer care. My name is Danae. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm seeing two charges on my credit card for Lifestyles, your company, and I'm just wondering if you could check what it is. I want to see if someone else has ordered something on your credit card.
Yes, ma'am. Could you provide me with your zip code?
It's 34219.
And your name?
It would be under Paul Shander.
Thank you. Could you verify your address for security purposes?
It's 12319 30th Street East in Parrish, Florida, 34219.
Okay. It looks like Mr. Paul may have purchased... what is this? The Pure smartwatch. What is the initial price of the charge?
$59.95.
Okay.
And it's on there twice.
It looks like Mr. Paul may have purchased the Pure smartwatch and Pure mini pods.
Hold on a minute, dear. A smartwatch was $59.95 and mini pods were $59.95 that you purchased. The smartwatch.
$59.95.
Oh, that was like a free thing for me. No, that's what you think. That wasn't free. Oh,
well, I paid like
I think it was $24
because I got something else I bought, and they gave
that. It's like the thing you got before.
See, Paul thought they were two free items. Can we return them? Yes, ma'am. They can be returned. Okay. And who would I return it to?
I'm going to give you that address. Just give me one moment here, okay?
Can you hold on a minute, dear? Polly, they two things are $59.95. They were charged to you. You did not get them for nothing.
No, I know. I did not, but I paid. I think it's just that for that.
I know, but we're going to them. And you'll refund the money, dear?
Yes, just a second here.
Okay. So, if we return them, they'll refund that money.
Oh, we get them. Somebody else bought them. We will get them.
We have them. That's that watch.
Oh, it's not. Oh, that was one before. Yeah,
hold on, dear, till I tell you what this is. He has no idea. See, these two charges were on here today.
Yes, okay. So, he purchased he purchased the... It looks like he purchased it... on March 17th. But I do see here someone else or him, he tried to purchase the same exact thing again today.
Yeah.
So
he bought twice?
Yes. So what I just did for the ones he tried to purchase again today, I'm telling you about him. I just canceled them once. Okay?
Put it down once. And then can we return these?
The one that you have now, they can be returned, ma'am. Are you guys using the product?
No. We didn't even know what they were.
Y'all don't use...
We just thought it was free gifts.
Y'all don't use the watch?
No. Not for $59.95.
Okay. So what if I was able to offer you 35% refund and you keep the watch and AirPods?
What's 35% off of $59?
Let's see. Just a moment, ma'am. That would be me refunding you $20.98. And you would be the... That would mean you pay $38 for it.
For each one?
For each one.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I just cannot believe that this is happening. See, I think my husband's getting Alzheimer's and he's just... buying things, and I have to keep checking it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, what if I was able to offer you 75% on each purchase? And that would mean you paid for the watch and the AirPods, you paid $15 a piece.
I don't even know what they are. I would never use them.
The watch is like a fitness watch.
And the pods, I have no idea what they are either.
You said you don't have any idea what they are?
No.
What is... One moment, ma'am.
I know, she told me. She said you've done it twice.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I offered you 75% and that would be me refunding you on the $59 charge, $45.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do that? If not, then you can send it back, but it would be a $10 restocking fee on both charges. And also, you'll be sending it back at your expense, and I'll just be providing you with the address to send it back to. So basically, to keep the product, you would be paying like $30, and to send the product back, you'll be still paying like $30.
Wow.
But on the ones he just purchased today,
mm-hmm.
that he purchased today, I'm guessing he possibly don't know he did that. A lot of things he may just be seeing as far as, like, advertisements or just might see them in his email as free gifts and stuff. There's always probably something else to it. So you definitely, I respect you going behind him and looking. There's also a $14.95 warranty that he purchased when he made the first purchase. I can, as a courtesy, I can refund you that too.
Oh, please do. I really appreciate it, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're going to refund me how much?
All right. In total, okay, so let me see. It looks like in total today I already refunded you because he just made that purchase today. I was able to void out that transaction. That was, let me see, 10... So about $11. No, that's $12. Just a moment. Got to add it up, ma'am. So $12 plus $30. So right now I've already refunded you $42.
Okay.
So
$59.95.
I haven't refunded you on those ones yet. Oh. You agreed to the 75%?
Yes.
Okay, so when I refund you on those, it's $259 charges. So I will refund you. One moment here. Let me write something down. 42.95. It would be 44.96 plus 44.96. So in total, I would be refunding you on the two, because there's two $59.95 charges.
Yes.
So on both of them, I'm refunding you $44.96. So in total, it would be $49.65 on those. And that $89 plus the 42.
What's $89?
$89 is, okay, so there's two $59 charges on your account.
Yes.
I refunded you $44 on both of them.
Why both of them, if you could just void it today?
No, those ones I cannot void today.
They were only purchased today? Didn't
no.
you say you could void them?
I voided the, so the very first smartwatches and mini pods he purchased, that was March 17th. Those are the ones you were trying to send back. He turned around and purchased today. He reordered another pair of smartwatch and mini pods.
Wow. I No, there was $259.95.
Those $59.95 charges are for the ones you had already received. That's what I'm offering you a 75% refund on.
So you're going to refund me $42 for the ones that we received?
No, $42 for the ones he just purchased today.
I thought you could void that, though.
That voiding it is still me refunding you.
Yeah, refunding, but shouldn't you refund me $59.95?
No, I'm not refunding you $59.95. I'm refunding you 75% of $59.95.
Well, for the ones that I'm keeping, I'm getting 75% off of them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the charges I voided out. Okay, let me break it down for you, ma'am. In total, I am refunding you 42. In total, I am refunding you
$131. $131.
Yes. Okay. So when he made the on March 17th is when he ordered the smartwatch and the mini pods. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He purchased a warranty that was $15.
Mm-hmm.
I refunded you that $15 for that warranty as a courtesy. Okay, so today, let me not talk about them charges yet. So then, today you were billed $59.95, but you were billed $59.95 twice because you received two products.
So they were $59.95 each?
Yes.
Wow.
So I refunded you $44.96 on each charge.
$44.96 and
$15,
right?
Uh-huh. So if...
So that's 100 and, that's 104.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the ones he purchased today.
Right.
Which was $5.95 and another $5.95.
Right.
And then there's another warranty that's $14.95.
My God.
So in total, I didn't refunded you about $131.
That's for today's purchases.
For today's purchases, you were refunded. For today's purchases, it was only about 12 plus 14. No, that's 15. 12 plus. It would only been about $27. That's today's purchases. Besides the $59.95, those $59.95 are in regards to the product you had already received.
Yes.
But in total, with the product you already received, with the product
right.
you purchased again today, it is $131 something dollars.
So you're giving me back $131.
Yes,
today.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I'm getting $104.
No. Okay. So, ma'am.
So, hold on a minute, darling. You have been hitting buttons, Polly, and you're thinking it's free stuff.
No, I paid. I swear to God, it said, my downloader said much cheaper, like $15.
Well, that was the warranty. The warranty was $15. Each item was $59.95, and you did it twice. You did it March 17th, and you did it this morning.
So that's the one.
Yeah. Ma'am.
Yes.
When he initially purchased it, it was $5.95. Today he didn't make a purchase for $59.95. The $59.95 charge came 14 days after he made the very first purchase.
So confusing. I really don't know what he's bought. He's bought a pod and a smartwatch twice.
Yes. Okay, so he bought the AirPods and the smartwatch. You have that already, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so those ones that you had, mm-hmm. you just paid $59 for them. But I just refunded you $44 of that $59, but it was $59 twice. So I refunded you twice, $44.96.
Okay.
Plus the warranty. Which is $14.95.
Mm-hmm.
So today when he made the purchase, again for the same thing he already ordered, which is $5.95 plus $5.95 plus another warranty. Not there's no $59.95.
What was the $5.95, dear?
The $5.95 is for, okay, ma'am, when he's making the purchases, he sees them as free. They say free, you win a gift. Only thing you pay is shipping and handling. But in the terms and conditions, in fine print that everyone seems to not read, it states that in 14 days, you will be billed the full amount for the product. That's what's happening here. He think it's free, but it's not.
Yeah.
So, in total, I am refunding you for all the charges you have on your account. I am refunding you $131.65. That includes the $44.96. I'm going to just say $45. The $45 away from the $59, okay? So, technically, for the smartwatch and the EarPods you receive, you already have, you paid $15 for, $15 a piece.
Okay. So those two charges, one was for March 17th and one was for this morning?
No, both of those charges are in regards to March 17th. If I wouldn't have just looked at your account today and noticed that he placed an order today and got it canceled out before it ever even received you or ever even went anywhere, he literally just placed that order at 1 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
So you haven't been billed $59 for them. But in 15 days, if you wouldn't have caught those charges, you would have been billed another $59.
Oh, okay.
You understand it now?
Yeah, I'm understanding now. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So we're getting 131, and the purchases today have been canceled.
Been canceled. You will not receive none of them watches. You won't receive that product. Those are voided.
Okay, dear. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Just hold on 1 second while I get this set in stone, okay?
Okay. You have to watch what you're doing. No. You ordered March 17th, you ordered them? Yes. March 17th, you ordered them? For nothing. That's what she said. But it's only pay the shipping.
Right, exactly.
She said that's where everybody does not read the fine print. It says if you do not return the product, you will be charged.
Okay, so there's an email address that is pjs6743@gmail.com. You can look at that email and see all the refunds I have just initially refunded you for, okay?
Okay, dear.
Just a moment here.
Could you send that to Glasgow Girl? Could you send it to my email?
Ma'am, I don't think it's a way to update the email because it's actually his account.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
Take his phone, ma'am. Take his phone.
I'll take the card. Take the card.
Oh, God. All righty here. Let me note this account. All righty, ma'am. We are all finished here. I have that account all cleared up. You won't receive those two products he tried to order today, and you are refunded 75% on those $59 charges, and both of those warranties, well, that warranty for that product has also been refunded, and those other ones were all voided out, ma'am.
All right, dear. I really appreciate it. What's your name?
My name is Danae, ma'am.
Benet. Okay, Benet. I really appreciate you speaking. taking the time to clean it.
Yes, ma'am. And okay. I want to thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day, ma'am.
Yes, you too, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.